This is Akashvani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government in Bhubaneswar today. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. Besides, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister released the first installment of 3,180 crore rupees to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY Grameen across the country. He took part in Griha Pravesh celebrations for 26 lakh beneficiaries of PMAY Grameen and Urban and handed over house keys to them. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the state has reposed great faith in his party and they will leave no stone unturned in fulfilling people's aspirations. On completion of 100 days of the third term of NDA government at the centre, Mr. Modi said big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during this period. Earlier, the Prime Minister, who turned 74 today, received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at the Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. Thousands of supporters greeted him on his birthday. NDA government at the centre completed 100 days of his third term today. On the occasion, several union ministers are holding press conferences in the national capital to share details about the achievements and initiatives taken during the period. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the 100 days of the Modi 3.0 government. On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched a booklet and 8 flyers on the works done by the government. Lauding the 100 days of the Narendra Modi government, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said his ministry has given approval for the purchase of over 1.5 lakh crore rupees defence items in the last 3 months. Mr. Singh asserted that the government is committed to make India self-reliant in the defence sector. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need to initiate a people's movement to achieve the goals of water conservation, improved management, development and distribution. Inaugurating 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the President emphasized the importance of united efforts to tackle the pressing issue of water conservation and sustainability. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates from 40 countries, will participate and more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector. The Aam Aadmi Party today announced that senior party leader Aatishi will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. She was elected as a leader of the AAP Legislative Party during the party MLA's meeting in New Delhi. Making the announcement after the meeting, City Minister Gopal Rai said the AAP wants the assembly elections in Delhi to be held in October-November this year. Mr. Rai accused the BJP of conspiring to finish the AAP. After coming out of jail, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had announced 2 days ago that he would resign from his post. Mr. Kejriwal is scheduled to meet Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening to tender his resignation. All preparations are in place for voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase. In hockey, the summit clash of the men's Asian Champions Trophy between India and host China is underway at Hulunbuir. The team India aimed to extend the record for a 5th time. On the other hand, China aiming for the first ever title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.